We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, graceful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a new wildlife sanctuary is to be established in Sri Lanka. In intercultural news, a British charity donates equipment to help Russian firefighters. In humanitarian news, a compassionate Chinese woman has adopted 80 children in the last 22 years. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 15, one of the leading Czech composers of the last part of the 19th century, Zdeněk Fibi, is remembered. Born in 1850, he passed away on this day in 1900. Known for being strongly romantic, Mr. Fibi's work included operas, string quartets, and hundreds of piano pieces. He is also well known for his melodramas, such as the popular Queen Emma, in which a speaking voice is used with accompanying music. May exceptionally talented individuals such as Zdeněk Fibi help us to develop a greater awareness of the surrounding magnificence in our lives.
At least 9 lives lost as Tropical Depression Ramon exits Philippines. As the storm moved out of the Philippines on Friday, October 14, it left behind at least 9 fatalities, including children, with 2 more reported missing. The storm, internationally known as Banyan, triggered floods and landslides, especially in the provinces of Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao, with over 26 evacuation centers set up to house an estimated 8,500 displaced persons, with some 26,000 who were affected. The tropical depression also churned up rough seas, stranding nearly 10,000 passengers. Several homes and bridges were reportedly damaged or destroyed, although officials were still assessing the situation.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asks that our association members please check with local officials to see if help is required and to go, if possible, to assist the most desperate. She added that funds of $15,000 would be available for urgent necessities. This amount could obtain $203,000 in supplies purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Our appreciation for the efforts of the Philippine officials, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate aid.
We pray that such distressing weather intensities are alleviated through humanity's more considerate and earth-caring ways.
Over 40 lives lost to flooding in southwestern Or Lạc or Vietnam. As of Thursday, October 13th, the worst flooding to hit the nation in over a decade had claimed at least 43 lives, mostly children. The government reported that the seasonal flooding, primarily in the Mekong Delta, had inundated nearly 70,000 homes and damaged nearly 22,000 hectares of rice and subsidiary crops.
Among the most affected provinces were An Giang and Long An, as well as Dong Thap, where 6 people, including 5 children, perished over the past 2 weeks. With damage to more than 255 bridges and water drainage systems, the high levels of the floodwaters prevented over 234,000 students from going to class. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Win Kyung-yung visited the affected areas with a team to determine the most effective relief measures.
Sending all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please consult with regional officials on any necessary assistance. Offering $15,000 in financial aid, she asked that they go, if possible, to render support to the most vulnerable, including the elderly or orphans without caregivers. This amount could purchase $229,000 in emergency items if acquired in the United States, based on the cost of living in Or Lạc.
Our appreciation, Prime Minister Win Kyung-yung, and officials working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted help. May such devastations quickly be minimized through our concerted efforts to foster a more harmonious, balanced ecosphere.
The dozens injured as powerful quake strikes Indonesia. At least 63 people were injured on Thursday, October 13th, after a strong temblor, measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale, rattled the popular resort island of Bali. The quake struck at 11:16 a.m, 100 kilometres southwest of Denpasar, sending residents and tourists fleeing to the streets, as it was also felt in nearby provinces of East Java and West Nusa Tenggara. Of the injured, 9 required hospitalisation, while scores of homes, schools, office buildings and shopping centres were damaged.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required and to go, if possible, to render aid to those most in need. She also said that emergency funds are available. Our appreciation, Indonesian officials and health personnel working to assist the quake-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. With Allah's grace, may the affected people be swiftly restored to regular daily lives as we strive to alleviate such events through our kinder actions as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Seas and lakes, seas not your melodies.
And bows
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 466.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Bhutan celebrates royal wedding. In a three-day religious ceremony that began on Thursday, October 13th, the nation was filled with cheer as the highly popular 31-year-old King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk wed his long-standing love, Jetsun Pema. The small Himalayan kingdom, rich in Buddhist traditions, witnessed the royal wedding in a 17th-century monastery. At its culmination, King Jigme Wangchuk placed a crown gently on the head of the new Queen Ashi Jetsun Pema. With both having pursued university studies in countries like the US and England, the new king and queen are viewed as bringing an ideal blend of advancing modern values while honoring tradition. Our heartfelt congratulations to the royal newlyweds. May you be blessed with many happy years of love shared together and with the noble Bhutanese people.
Haiti offers expanded educational opportunities. President Michel Martelly has announced that more than 700,000 youths will be attending school this year, with 142,000 enrolled for the first time, thanks to government and donor support. Their fees are being covered by a combination of the country's new National Fund for Education, along with a $1.25 million US dollar donation from the charitable foundation established by 42nd US President and UN Special Envoy to Haiti, Bill Clinton, with an ultimate goal of making education available to every young student in the country. President Martelly stated, "Step by step, we are going forward on the way to bring every child to school for free. Our heartfelt thanks, President Martelly, and heaven bless Your Excellency Bill Clinton for these thoughtful initiatives to benefit the children of Haiti. Blessed be such opportunities in fostering fulfillment and peace for all across the nation."
Save our planet. Soon after a fishing net ban was imposed in Queensland, Australia's Gladstone Harbour due to disease and massive fish deaths in the region, locals on October 10, 2011 called once again on the state government to test the water after sea turtles were discovered perished off Turkey Beach.
Save our planet, saying that it is the worst episode of avian bacterial disease in a decade, officials on October 7, 2011 report that nearly 2,000 ducks and other birds have died from botulism at a hunting lake in Nevada, USA.
Save our planet. In a special news report, UK-based The Guardian, on October 10, 2011, cited climatologists' warning about the some 20,000 lakes that have formed and continue to grow at the base of glaciers in the Himalayas due to global warming, with outburst flooding that could affect many thousands of people.
Hi, viewers. I'm Jessie the Gazelle, and my diet is completely animal-free. I'm here today with a home-improvement project tip. One good idea before you get any work around the house is to take an inventory of the tools you have on hand. This way you can make sure you have the necessary ones to get the job done smoothly and without interruption. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
Eco News. A new protected area is to be established in Sri Lanka. The Forest Conservation Department will officially designate the Kodi Gahakanda Forest as a wildlife sanctuary in November 2011. Its formation, the first in the Kalutara District, is a result of joint efforts between the Kodi Gahakanda Conservation Society and the Mihithala Mithuro Environmental Department Foundation. Funding for the endeavor is being provided by the Global Environmental Foundation through the United Nations Development Program. The goal of the center is to preserve the rich biodiversity of the woodland with the involvement of the surrounding community. Our heartfelt appreciation all who work towards creating this safeguarded area. May we see more such wonderful collaborations to bring about flourishing greenery throughout our entire cherished planet.
In intercultural news, a British charity donates equipment to help Russian firefighters. Britain's Fire Safety Friends of Russia will give 2 fire engines, several hundred uniforms and power pumps to Kursk in central Russia. The charity has been contributing specialised apparatus and outfits to the city for the past 6 years. Volunteer firemen were the recipients of most of the items. Mr. Chris Holgate, a retired firefighter who is chairperson of the non-profit, said that the group also learns from their Russian counterparts. Kudos, Fire Safety Friends of Russia and Kursk firefighters, on your sweet friendship. May you long enjoy and benefit from this wonderful exchange of resources and experiences with God's blessings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a compassionate Chinese woman adopts orphan children. We'll take a God-contemplative walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more gratifying news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for an advancing world. In humanitarian news, a compassionate Chinese woman takes care of orphan children. During the past 22 years, Ms. Li Yanping of Yaopu Village in North China's Shaanxi Province, a 49-year-old widow, has adopted 80 children who have disabilities or are without parents. At present, Ms. Li lives with 13 children who consider her to be their mother. Ms. Li supports her family through a limited income and a grant from the local authorities. Concerned about the children's future, Ms. Li hopes to establish a more formal orphanage. Bravo, Ms. Li Yanping, on your gentle and caring heart. We pray that you continue to share your love with precious youngsters for many years to come with heaven's grace.
Now let's listen to a joke taught in all Aksis or Vietnamese entitled Driver's Test.
Bác sĩ nói bà không thể thi bằng lái xe nếu mắt không thấy rõ. Bà có thấy bảng số trên xe đó không? Người phụ nữ trả lời, xe nào, ở đâu vậy?
And now for our viewers' heartline on the Baha'i Faith's Gems of Divine Mysteries, paragraphs 77 to 92, on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Very nice picture and scriptures program. Thank you. Viewer from Spokane, United States.
Amicable viewer, it's nice to hear from you. The wisdom of the great master Baha'u'llah guiding humanity to embark on the path of nobility of spirit is ever relevant today. May God's grace be with you and all the kind-hearted people of the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with joy and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
8 of Morocco's political parties joined to form a new coalition for democracy with a shared goal of guaranteeing civil rights, working for social and regional equality, attaining a fair distribution of wealth, and increasing the nation's economic growth.
Japan's Nagasaki Kunchi Autumn Festival, a national tradition for 377 years, is held in Nagasaki, with thousands enjoying the celebrations of cultural dance and other colourful performances.
The US Office of Weapons Removal and Abatement provides a second donation of $500,000 to Organization of American States to further support demining activities in Ecuador's Condor Mountain Rain Zone, offering greater safety to human and animal residents alike.
US Hollywood actor and environmentalist Edward Norton campaigns for water for people in efforts to raise awareness and $2 million to help the non-profit organization bring water to those in need in Africa.
Upon hearing of Mr. Norton's caring endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $30,000 in gratitude and support for the noble cause. As part of a larger amnesty plan announced in Myanmar, also known as Burma, more than 70 political detainees are freed, with thousands more expected to be released.
The state government of Panaji in India announces the provision of daycare facilities as well as financial assistance to help with mentally and physically challenged persons whose families are unable to care for them during daily work.
African news agency Maghrebia reports that poets from Tunisia, Libya, Oman and Iraq participate in the 31st Arab Contemporary Poetry Festival in Algerie, Tunisia, sharing poems that celebrate freedom and dignity.
Meeting in Islamabad, visiting United Arab Emirates Ambassador to Pakistan, Aisa Abdullah Al-Bashir Al-Naimi, and Pakistani Minister for Water and Power, Syed Navid Kamar, discuss cooperation in the areas of energy and environment as they affirm the deep historical relations between their nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.